Good day, everyone. Time to check Ag News here on Ron. I'm Dave Lanning, and we're back with the latest farm and ranch news right after this.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Rural communities now have easier access to resources to invest in long-term community development. We get the story from correspondent Susan Carter.
The Department of Agriculture's new Regional Development Priority, RDP, policy gives priority to applications for RD programs that include regional partnerships and strategies.
We understand that when we work regionally within states and sometimes across states, we'll be amplifying the resources that are there. And this gives us a new way to ensure that rural areas have access to the kind of infrastructure that helps close the rural-urban divide.
Lisa Mensa, Undersecretary for USDA Rural Development, says that when communities come together and share resources, ideas, and expertise, they develop a cohesive economic strategy and investment in their futures.
We understand that our rural communities have real rich history and knowledge, so our effort to work regionally is a way of adding value to existing resources, leveraging the area expertise to increase economic prosperity.
For information about the funding priority, check the Federal Register. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter.
Now, sometimes the toughest part of selling any product is finding the potential buyer. Now there's a new way to do that for U.S. exporters of agricultural products. That story comes from Gary Crawford.
U.S. sellers of ag products can connect up with potential buyers in other countries with things like trade shows, trade missions, advertising. But now there's another way to make that connection. It's called the
Trade Lead System.
Kristen Foster with USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. The Trade Lead System is new. Online, it's free. Here's how it works. USDA has about 100 offices around the world dedicated to boosting U.S. exports. Those USDA people have contacts with lots of foreign customers looking for certain products. So when they get wind of a request to buy from someone, they're going to enter that into the system.
It's then immediately distributed via our trade lead system to all the people that have registered to receive these leads.
And don't worry, if you're selling kumquats, you're not going to get 100 leads about wheat. Foster says when you subscribe to the trade lead system,
you can filter out leads based on what specific product you want, but you can specify as you wish.
And take it from there as you wish. For more information, have your web browser look for USDA Trade Lead System. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, with warmer weather on the way, many Oklahomans will be firing up their grills. I'm sure many did this past weekend. Summer is typically a time of creating fun-filled memories and delicious meals outside. However, if the meal's not prepared properly, it could be a source of foodborne disease. Now, according to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, foodborne illness peaks during the summer months as harmful bacteria tend to grow faster in warmer, more humid weather. Food safety isn't just for the food manufacturing plants. It's important for the home as well.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
That's your latest ag news. I'm Dave Lanning on KOKC.